Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Good weekend?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, up and down. I love, you know, family was in town. Just kicking it, man. Those people are amazing. I love my mama.
Amazing good or amazing like, oh, those people are amazing?
No, I mean, I really love hanging out with my mom, my grandmother. My sister showed up on Sunday out the blue. She could have stayed.
Straight from Vegas?
Yeah. She went to, like, she flew in, she caught the red eye. And then my mom was like, your sister's on the way. I'm like, why? I'd be asleep. I mean, I love my mama, but, like, I'm not driving 2 hours after I just came back from Vegas. Well, I don't think she experienced, her experience in Vegas probably wasn't like my experience almost a year ago in Vegas.
She's a little wiser.
I mean, yeah. My sister has her way of having fun, but it's not in her way of wilding out, but it's not Big Brother.
I'm not hating on that because I got to tell you, my way and your way are two completely different things.
Very much so.
Everybody has their own way. Interesting weekend in Gainesville we're going to get to. Really just interesting dynamic in college football right now. Like, you talk about the guy from Florida State. And we're like, I'm sure if we went back, there's been years where there's been turnover and all that. But, man, they better figure something out. And they – I don't know who they are when I say that. But – it's not far from free agency, man.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like, it's going to be a situation where, as a Florida fan or Florida State fan or LSU or Georgia, whoever it is, you're pulling for a whole new team from year to year. What percentage of turnover do you think there are from recruiting class to graduation?
Part of me is just like, how much of this is just we know a lot more now. But and I'm trying. I gotta go back probably this summer when, you know, slow news cycles. I'll go and I'll look to see like how many people from like the 17, 18 class, and then I'll try to go remember my own, and then just have an idea. But like, I think like if you lose 5 to 6 in a class. Over time, it really ends up being par for.
Well, I'm counting like early entry into the draft in that too.
No. I never really counted early entry, but like,
because
I'm just
you didn't have as much of that. We're at all time highs.
Well, yeah, now
for that.
That's true. It is, and it's again, it's just something where people aren't really weighing the opportunities, and it's not just kids just making bad decisions off of information. Some of these kids, they have a choice, but they don't. Some of it is the school is like telling them like, hey, you need to go ahead and we got somebody. We're moving in a different direction or we're doing a different defense. And the other part of it is, which is the really sad part, is that I'm one of the people who said kids have never really truly valued the education aspect of it. But some of the information and developments that I'm getting in the Big Three right now, these kids really don't value. They are Like how we talk about go with a plan, so where if it doesn't work out, mm-hmm. you can just immediately grad transfer and maybe have 2 years.
Yep.
These guys are literally going, I'm 3 years and out of here. And it's putting themselves in some really bad spots because just like I tell some of my middle tier, let's say you're a 2-star, 3-star, you're a guy who should probably play Division I. Like mm-hmm. you might not be a superstar, but you're a guy who could develop. You don't want to have anything that makes people question your character. Like, you got to make sure you have a good GPA. You got to make sure you qualify as quickly as you can qualify. A lot of these schools will jump on you a little bit quicker. Same thing goes with the NFL. Like, if they feel like, you know, you ain't got no choice but leave, that is a flaw. Like, if you got like a 1.7 yeah. GPA, like, they're going to be like, man, you did not handle your business. At one point, to me, a guy who's probably going to flunk out after their junior year, if they don't go to the NFL, and they're really trying to perform, and they perform extremely well that year, that looks like a guy who's probably going to give me something in the beginning, lull, and then contract year, he's going to really try to cut it on. And that's something that they can look at as a flaw. It might not be the end all be all, but it is a flaw.
It's interesting because perception is reality with a lot of this stuff. It's going to get to the point to where, and maybe this is where it should go, when you sign a class, you look at that class and just go, yeah, we'll see. Like, yeah, we'll see. I mean,
Billy Sexton used to tell us all the time every year. He said, I have to recruit your replacement because my job is predicated on making 18 to 24-year-olds behave. Anything could happen. Like,
yeah,
you find a new girlfriend, you get
this.
Yeah,
I don't even mean that. I just mean, like, the college football has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think part of the reason is because there's, from a fan perspective, such loyalty to that school, mm-hmm. such loyalty to that program, and loyalty likes familiarity. So it's like, I want to go, if my quarterback is a freshman, I want to know that he's there for 3 years and not hopping on the first train out when there's competition.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm saying quarterback, but it could be anything.
Like, you know, competition happens all the time. Like, we talked about people, you know, like at your own job, you'd be offended if they brought somebody in and you got to train them up and blah, blah, blah. The biggest thing with a couple of these last two, you know, just based on the surface and not really digging into it and telling all the business, is it's tough when you're away from home and you have other things at home that are grabbing to you. And a lot can be
and
said.
And you're 19 or 20.
Yeah, a lot can be said if you can get through that first year,
mm-hmm.
year and a half, you'll be okay. But it's hard to get through that sometimes.
It's funny because most of my quarterbacks that I train, they go off to college, they're excited to go off to college, they come back for Christmas, and I always have to tell them, look, it ain't as good here as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you come home and you're thinking, oh, man, I'd love to just stay here. It's not. If you can just get through that next spring, if you can just get back in the summer and get back in a rotation, that becomes home.
Hear me on what I'm saying. The only real example that's kind of similar to it outside, you know, going is like you have to look at it like how people who enlist.
No, it's a great example.
Like when you're gone, like I'll probably tell my son when you leave, if he gets opportunity, whether it's playing ball or whether he goes off to college, if we make a decision, mainly him, hey, let's say he goes to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You're going there. And
there are situations that can happen that lead to somebody transferring. I'm not saying they're all illegitimate because they're not. I do think there's a lot more of it. And I don't blame the transfer portal, by the way. The transfer portal is just a byproduct of the demand of kids wanting to transfer. That's all the transfer portal is. If there wasn't this demand, then the transfer portal wouldn't be around. So it's not like the transfer portal came around, everybody said, oh, I want to leave. The reason the transfer portal came around is because they were all going, oh, I want to leave. And there had to be an easier way.
Right. They were doing it behind the scenes. I just think
there was so much shadiness behind it before.
Very true. Now it's more upfront. There's still shadiness in it, but now it's more, you can't go behind your coach's back, which I think leads to a little bit more transparency, but also leads to a little bit more of a, might be rougher for you. The NCAA could really do all of this by just enforcing the rules that they have. I don't mind the transfer portal. Don't make it, even if it is a legitimate reason, make them, you can go wherever you want, make them sit out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, unless there are things like that coach wasn't there for you. Like the coach, like you signed with, and head coach, not position
head coach.
The head coach is there.
Yeah.
But if the head coach is fired, I don't mind that. But like some of this stuff, like, you know, you got to weigh these out. We got to teach people how to make better decisions.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the next couple of years kind of how this thing goes because it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to continue to spiral somewhat out of control or it's going to bring it back when all these guys realize this transfer portal business isn't all that great. I mean, we're talking about Chris Steele. Chris Steele can go anywhere he wants to go. 90% of these cats in the transfer portal 3 weeks out are like, oh, crap, did I make a mistake?
Another one Bailey Hockman. He did what he needed to do in high school. Did what he needed to do in college, his first semester, and then just enrolled in a JUCO to where he could graduate in the fall and go where he needed to go, and just rely on your film. He was a high enough rated prospect. Chris Steele was a highly regarded high school All-American, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So he, you know, it doesn't hurt. I believe Chris Steele should not be eligible to play in the fall, regardless of whatever you believe happened, but. I don't think Xavier Peters' grades will allow him to be able to play wherever he goes, along with some other things. But, you know, if you don't want to be somewhere, don't be there. But at the same time, we need to put more into allowing them to make better choices. And I think a lot of this can be dealt with, as we've talked about a few times, is the process to recruit these kids needs to be more refined. Like, you can't even – like, so for example, a guy like Xavier Peters – or a young man, DeJuan Black, who that signed to Florida that just came out and said he's going to a junior college. You can't recruit these. You can't recruit not necessarily just these guys, but guys in general until they're 75% on track to be clear through the
When you say 75%, you mean not on track. You mean 75%.
Like for example, you have, you know, I think, and I'm not talking about the school. I'm talking about like NCAA.
Everybody.
You got to have three sciences, three Englishes, your certain amount of credits, and blah,
blah,
blah.
You had
to
have at least taken the test.
Taking the test, like, you know. So even if you haven't taken the test, but you're from an academic standpoint, the test is a formality, then I believe you should be all right. If you've taken the test and your grades are still a little funny, you got like a 2.5, but you can do some things. I think that would change how recruiting happens. And people won't just go after guys who are just extremely talented that don't have the marks and they're taking a risk on them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying these kids don't deserve to go to college, but if you wait to their senior year to recruit them like it used to be, they'll still go. That just put more pressure on them to do what they need to do in high school.
I'm reading this DeJuan Black statement. Oh, man. Too soon to break down the statement, or is it fair game?
Is it very? If you're looking for perfect punctuation, don't do it.
Let me just read it. Excuse me. I'm very upset right now, but I'm here to tell y'all that I will not be attending the University of Florida. Instead, not one word, two. I will be attending a community college this summer. Maybe to y'all I fell, but to me I've come a long way. I wasn't post to graduate. That's a bumper sticker. I wasn't post to graduate. And for me to come this far, I'm so damn proud of myself. All right, that's good. DeJuan. Everything I've heard about DeJuan is like he's an amazing kid. Energetic, like, really good kid. And it was an uphill battle from jump. And he says here, you know, I'm still a Gator, all that kind of stuff. So maybe he'll circle back around. I hope that you go to community college and you get your grades to where you can. And then I hope you graduate from the University of Florida or wherever you decide to go from there. And if you don't play in the NFL, I hope you get everything where you need to get it. But if you're typing something up about a grades issue, maybe I wasn't supposed to graduate, but I wasn't post, P-O-S-T, to graduate?
Yeah.
You ain't helping. # God path to greatness. I like how he ended it. He says, it's all God's plan, but he says, I'm going to wipe these tears away, become a man, and finish what I started. I like that.
His story, I will say, is he fought. He did a really good job.
You got to pull for the
kid. From what I know, where he started, did it on his own, anything. I don't even really care.
Changed his life.
Like, he legitimately, he had to take some personal responsibility and do what he needed to do. And he almost made it.
Yep.
So, I mean, hopefully he goes to JUCO and doesn't get lost in JUCO, and he does what he's supposed to do. I saw a lot of people pick on him, and I told people they were wrong for that. I don't wish for young men to not succeed. Now, when you play, I'm gonna mess with you for the 3 to 5 years that you're there, but after that, hell, you might play for the Jags. My son might like you. I'm not gonna like. You know, and I'm going to rib you for being a Gator and whatnot. But outside of that, man, that's 3 to 5 years that, you know, of your college, of your life that, you know, is going to help trans. It's just at the end of it's a conduit. It's a means to an end. And I hope he comes out of JUCO. And I hope Mullen brings him back. And I hope he has a good career. I just don't want him to beat Florida State.
Yeah, fair enough. It's the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. When we come back, we're going to talk about Telvin. Fournette and Jalen had a little fun with Telvin. We'll tell you about that when we get back.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Man, it's that time of year. It's hot in Boost, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty warm in there. But it was fun. We had a lot of people in there today. Summertime's back.
Yeah.
A lot of college students coming in.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's crazy. It's not until – it happens every summer. It's not until summer that you realize how many dudes have come out of Jacksonville and are playing college ball at any one given time. It's like – it's a lot different than it used to be around here, put it that way. And by the way, each Tuesday night we'll start doing a segment of high school thanks to Southeastern Orthopedic. We need to talk about that, like what we want to do. Do we want to get coaches on? Do we want to get players on? Do we want to – like how do we want to do that? Who do you guys want to hear from? Let us know. If you guys want to hear from a mixture, players, coaches – we're going to do it Sports Den style. It's not going to be corny. We're going to do it right. But Southeast Orthopedics big in the high school world. And so we're going to have, we're going to do that every Tuesday night. And, just want to hear how you guys want it done. I'm kind of down to do both. I mean, we could just have like Geis on every week from Sandalwood.
That'd be fun.
Can I put my vote in?
Yeah.
No players.
Wow, JJ.
Sorry. It's not their fault. They're just boring. But that coach we had sitting in.
You got to get the right.
Good.
He's not coaching anymore, though.
Even better. He's more free to say what he wants.
No, you're missing the point.
Hamburger drill. That was like, dude, I was rolling.
You're missing the point of the segment.
Is to get people that are current.
Yes.
Well, let's do
JJ's
coaches.
Like, I don't want any players. I don't want any current coaches. Give me retired guys.
That's my bad. I thought he was a coach still. That's my bad. But he was hilarious.
You're just talking to the wrong player. Some of them are entertaining.
I haven't found him yet.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just like they're media trained already, you know, to not give anything interesting.
I mean, who are training these guys that have them this boring?
Do y'all do media training?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, we do. We tell our guys, don't say nothing.
It's exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah, we do that.
Don't say a thing.
That's why you talk about everything except for about the school.
Right, and football.
Yeah. Yep. So that'll come out tomorrow night. We'll do it tomorrow night. We'll come up with something good each week for you guys. And then my boy, Dr. Swanson. Who can play, like, usually when you're, like, 6'6", you can't play golf. You're terrible.
Really?
Dude's good. Dude will take your money quick, fast, and in a hurry on a golf course. He's a good player. He'll be joining us on Thursdays as well. This Telvin stuff, he put something else out over the weekend where.
We could play it.
Play
it. Got it bleeped out? All right, yeah, go ahead. Let's play.
Bro, why is it so crazy that I want to step away from the game? Y'all just chill. Everything's solid. You feel me? Stop going crazy. It's getting aggravating. You feel me? Football ain't everything. Y'all better wake the f*** up. Y'all better wake the f*** up.
I like that.
Y'all better wake the f*** up.
That might be.
It's going to be a staple.
Yeah. That should be our Tuesday night. I'm coming in. Y'all better, like, because it's a little bit late. That show's a little late now. That,
yeah.
About 11:15, we got to tell the people.
I like his house.
Yeah, hope it's paid for.
I mean, he's been going back and forth. He's been in Miami. He's been back in Jacksonville. He's been all over the
place. Whatever house that was, whoever's it was.
No, I understand what you're saying. Like, I only know because we have a mutual friend, my buddy Benji Brown, who's a comedian who did a show.
This, how are you supposed to come on?
He didn't get in until Thursday, and like our show is run, like he had a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the 6 p.m. show. He was just telling me him and Telvin were supposed to kick it on Friday, and you know Telvin didn't show up, so it was so
not showing up
so,
to anything.
But we didn't hear nothing from Telvin for months, right?
Until this,
and now all of a sudden, what was it, a week ago tomorrow? Or was it last Monday? Something like that. We heard the, it's all going to make sense later this week. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm Duval till I die. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
Yeah.
This week, y'all don't know what's going on. It's been out there. It just ain't been out there. I've been saying what's up.
Yeah, we got that. And then around, what, Thursday, we got the, I'm sitting out of football for a year.
And then not a video, just a.
Yeah, a
ominous tweet.
And then we got Saturday, we got y'all better wake up. Like
in his kitchen.
Pace yourself, bro. Like pace yourself. Like you didn't say nothing. You couldn't get a hold of. Nobody got a hold of you for months. And then all of a sudden, you're blowing us up.
I like it. Either, I can't wait to see what's next.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you, JJ. I want him to keep going. I want one every night.
That's too much.
It will be at some point, but let me get tired of it.
I'll decide when it's done.
We'll just stop playing them, and then he'll know to stop. But then today, I'm driving around. I'm on my way to train, and I get the little pop-up, and it's from Fournette, and it says, going live with Jalen Ramsey. And I never watch anything live. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I was trying to watch it. I guess did they delete the live?
Yeah.
They must have. So it's split screen.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Right? Couple things. One, Jalen's not with Jordan anymore.
Noticeable.
He's repping Adidas, which is interesting for reasons that wouldn't interest any of y'all. But two, Jalen struggles changing diapers.
Understood.
Because it took him a good 5 minutes.
Did he have a big afro?
Because
I saw him.
I saw
him on a Nimnik commercial today, and he looked badass. I'm talking like a huge mink coat. Have y'all seen this one? Oh my God. It's on ESPN. That was the first time I saw it today, so I guarantee you're going to see it.
I didn't see hair because he had on Adidas hat.
He has a huge fro, and he has a big mink coat. He looks like Joe Namath. Oh, it was awesome. Selling cars.
So this turd is selling cars.
I never called him a turd.
No,
bro.
Not you. I'm just saying that's what we heard the other day.
Yeah,
how bad
if you think
a person
he's a turd,
Jalen
don't
is.
Go to Nimnik.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the video starts off, and you know, it says, "Hey, what's going on?" And then Jalen's, you know, showing his daughter off, and Leonard, you know, obviously they're really close, all that kind of stuff. But then Jalen says to Leonard, "What are you doing?" And he's in the locker room, and Fournette says, "Man, I'm about to do what Telvin did."
That's funny.
And then they go on this whole Telvin thing.
It's funny.
And it was like they weren't.
My bad. Pause real quick. I don't care what he's going through. I'm using that for the rest of my life. I'm sorry, Telvin. I know I was on First Coast News and I was, you know, I'm on your side, but I'm not giving up your quote, your sound bites, man. I'm just letting you know that.
So then they. I mean, it was, like, respectful to Telvin. It wasn't anything where they were throwing him under the bus, but they were definitely clowning on him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pan around a little bit to the locker room, and there's Miles Jack. And they're like, Miles is lost without Telvin.
Making candles.
And yeah, exactly. He had to pick up a hobby.
Yeah.
And then you hear Miles yelling for Telvin to come back. And just the whole thing, it was like, I don't know how long it was. I have no idea. Maybe 8 to 10 minutes, something like that.
I think it's funny. I mean, it's funny to me. Like, all of us.
I didn't know if you were doing an impression.
I know. I thought that was Telvin.
Or that was just you.
Yeah, not
maybe
me.
Maybe Telvin does have CTE because they sounded.
It's funny.
I mean, everybody is so mad. Like, they're in the locker room. But, again, like I always tell people.
One of them was in the locker room.
Well, Miles Jack was in the
locker room. I'm saying out of that.
I'm just saying, like, if you go and you probably ask most of these guys, They're moving on. They have a job. Like, they're going to make fun of it, because that's what's the beautiful thing about the locker room is that nobody is above jokes.
Like, yeah, when my homeboy that I work with gets fired, I'm still going to go to work the next day, but I'm still going to be his friend. You know, I'm still going to make fun of him for getting fired.
You're going to make fun of
him. I got fired on your day off for stealing boxes, bro.
I've got a friend who I pick on all the time. That's not
that, I picked that, on James for 3 months when he got fired.
I picked on myself when I got fired. we see so many takes, and everybody's talking about how you're supposed, and it's like, I'm like, man, like, I know these guys are in the locker room. It just makes me believe, like, sometimes, are we, as former athletes who cover sports, are we talking from a perspective of what we believe people want to hear, or are we talking about what really goes down in the locker room? Because I'm confused with a lot of
Well, no, I think that's two different things. I think, one, me included, most people have never been in a locker room at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a job. And so the vast majority of people, 99.9% of the people, can't understand what that locker room is. In their mind, that locker room is different.
I get the people. I get I'm talking about us, like former guys who've been in that locker room.
I'll tell you how I do it. Is I'm trying to relate to the people listening.
Okay, all right. So that makes sense.
Right. So, like, I thought we had a really good message that was sent to us. I don't know if you saw it on Sports Den Saturday morning.
I skimmed over it.
Yeah, they listened. It was like a book. They listened on the replay.
When I see a lot of words sometimes and it's not an actual book, I'm like, man, I'm not reading this 4 pages.
TLDR, that's what that means.
But the guy's point was, and I think it's fair, was he has a hard time with this, identifying with this, because – doesn't matter what he's going through in his life, he cannot just up and leave, not call his work or anything, and then up and say, you know what, I'm taking a year off. And so his point was, look, man, I know these guys go through stuff, but to ask us to all to identify with this stuff is probably a little much. And I think that's fair.
Actually, you can. The same thing that's happening to Telvin is going to happen to you, though. Like, you ain't going to have that job. Unless you're really, really good at it, but I don't even know if Telvin's like at that point where he can just say, I'm gonna leave and then come back.
How much do you think the year that he had last year is playing into this, or how much do you think this is playing into the year he had last year? You know what I mean? Like whatever issue he's dealing with, was that the reason he had such a bad year last year, or him having a bad year and getting the contract, was that kind of, hey,
I think, like I've said it before, I think it's all of it combined. I mean, that last year definitely did not help, because usually football for most people, for most of your life, is an outlet, and your outlet sucks. So, like, when you don't have a lot of things going right, and, I just personally believe a lot of this, you know, and without, you know, being – I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I do know I've lost people to violent deaths, and I know different people – nobody in my family, but I've lost friends, and people deal with it in a different
manner. And for those that don't know, Telvin's brother was murdered, right? Yeah,
right. And again,
was it a couple years back?
Yeah, a couple. And Paz, when we talk about Paz, I think a lot of the emotional attachment to Paz was one of the people who was there for him. But again, even then, even though you're dealing with it, it doesn't absolve you from your day to day. It's probably the worst way to deal with stuff. But my mama always told me that, you know, the sun is still going to shine the next day.
Get up, dress up, go out.
Yeah. Yep. The bills don't stop. But I also have never made $20 million before.
Right.
But who knows? Like, if I had – I mean, I don't need to make 20 to feel comfortable. But, like, if I had enough money and I wanted to walk away, who knows? But,
What I would do? If you called me next week and you put out a statement saying that you were done, like, you and I would have our conversation, and I'd make so much fun of you on air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just what you do.
You probably made fun of me when I went to Toronto.
I don't remember. Probably. You're probably right.
I was like, yo, I got to get out of here, bro.
I don't remember. I was like, different vacations. I can't remember which ones I made fun of or which ones
that was,
I haven't.
2017 is when I was gone every other week.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I was depressed in 2018. 2017, I was in a position where, like, you know what? Bump this. I'm out. I'm going to go buy $1,000 worth of electronics and then go figure this out.
Let me grab a call real quick. Let me grab John. John, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I enjoy listening to you guys' show here. I just have two questions for you. and I'll take him off the air once it's. Now, the first question was, I know he had a bad year, but didn't Telvin still lead the team in tackles last year in regards to, you know, overall total tackles? I know he missed a lot, but he still led the team in tackles. And do you think, I'm not saying he's in the same category, do you think he's pulling on Le'Veon Bell? And I'll just take it off the air, guys.
All right. No. Yes and no. Yes, he did lead the team in tackles. Very deceiving stat because it was tackles like 5 or 6 yards down the field and wasn't really playing his responsibilities. No, he's not pulling a Le'Veon Bell because he's making more than he's worth. Le'Veon Bell was pay me.
Yeah.
Telvin already got paid. Telvin got paid like the linebacker he was 2 years ago.
I believe Le'Veon Bell didn't get as much money as he wanted to because of his rap career.
He was like, no, yeah, we ain't doing this.
They knew they had leverage.
They're like, once they heard that song?
Yeah, we know you're not going to be. We
this dude's got nothing else to do.
Should have jumped on Lil Nas X on Old Town Road remixing. He may have had something.
It's actually, yeah, not a bad thought. I do want to get into kind of the Jags overall locker room dynamic. I want to do that when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den. Hopefully you guys had a great Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully it involved a little bit of ABC. Well, ABC and chilling. Maybe you got a little bit of relaxation into that weekend. Make sure you get to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Stores all over. You can get by there, pick out whatever you want, reach for the good stuff. If you can't get by there and you like cigars, then go to thehumidor.com. Browse their selection. When you check out, type in Sports Den in the coupon code, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. Delivered right to your house. Cigars to the house. It's good stuff. Make sure you get by there. Once you go to ABC, you won't mess around with any other spirit stores. I guess liquor stores isn't really technically correct anymore.
Nah, they sell it all. Much more. It's way bigger than liquor. It's all about good spirits.
Always be celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Yep.
Whoa.
Mind blown, huh?
Yeah.
It's
a life-changing moment.
Yeah.
It's like if you look at FedEx, the side of a FedEx truck, in the logo and the words FedEx is an arrow pointing like we're going, we're on the move.
Okay.
You never notice that? Or have you noticed that?
I don't think I have.
I'm telling you, now you're never going to look at it the same way. Happened to me.
Did you go to ABC?
No.
You've been celebrating?
This is Stone Cold Sober.
Nah, he went to the, speaking of stoned, he went to the dispensary.
I wish we had
that. We haven't had that sponsor yet.
I don't know what we haven't.
I see signs all over town, like,
there's one on a billboard right,
card or whatever.
Right here.
But we don't condone that here.
We don't? Even medicinal?
We don't.
Well, I mean, if you have some type of thing, I guess. Mm. What do you have to have, like cataracts or something?
You literally just sit there watching Friday, don't you?
I don't know. I have no idea what I would say to go into a doctor and be like, dude, I need some weed, man. I guess if you have trouble sleeping or eating, like if you have cancer and you need to have your appetite.
I'm sure you could Google it. I'm sure you could probably Google it and figure out all the different things.
Textures, holler at us.
Oh, dear. Nobody call about this.
No.
So I do that. This time last year, the biggest thing that we said the Jags had going for them was their locker room, which was the reason that Blake was important to re-sign. This time this year, we haven't really been saying that. Like, what do you think the vibe is? I think last year there was a lot of great season, belief in Doug, belief in Tom Coughlin, belief in in what was going on. Obviously, when you have the year they had last year, there's going to be questions, right?
Right.
So what do you think the vibe in the locker room is or will be?
The vibe right now is trying to get that old thing back. They've made changes that they believe are extreme upgrades. They've got a quarterback who there has done absolutely – there has a clean slate in everything that we see right now, you have every reason to like him. Got that quirky swag, but everybody like – he's cool. The players on defense, I mean, you like the draft. The draft was pretty good. You know, offensively, you want to see where these young wide receivers can go with a veteran quarterback that can, you know, 80% chance that he doesn't hit somebody in the back of the head when he's throwing.
I'd put it at like 90.
90? Okay, yeah. Give him a little higher.
Yeah.
And, you know, outside of your star player, who is still, for people who don't have this who understand, I guess, the culture a little bit, he's likable. But then the guy who you didn't like, who got in trouble, is right now he's doing everything that you could ask for him to do. He worked out hard. It looked like he came in good shape. He's being what you consider a leader in a locker room on the offensive side. So you just hope he stays healthy. But Leonard, yeah. I mean, Leonard haven't heard anything negative since he's been here. It's all been positive. Like, so this time last year, we were cocky.
Right.
Right now, it just seems like there's a hunger to get back to maybe not be as cocky.
Is it have you ever been on a team that like had a really good year and the next year y'all just crap the bed?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
And then were you on that same team the following year? Like, or was
no,
that
I wasn't
like
on the same. Then they went worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just curious if it's harder to try to reclaim something. Like, we say all the time a bad locker room is overrated. A good locker room is underrated. Like, good locker room is huge. A bad locker room can be overcome. But it's hard to recreate a synergy before you win.
Well, like, you know, college is ebbs and flows. It's all about, you know, people maturing at the right time and having the right amount of people come back. So the only thing I can really use, that's really where I was active. So in 2002, coming off of 2001 season where they were runner-ups in the ACC, we had almost everybody come back. Everybody expected Florida State to be in the national championship. So much so that, remember, ESPN used to have the season. We had the season follow us that entire year. Mm. And and if we went to the national championship, it would have been a two-hour special. Bowl game, it was a one-hour special, which it was. And we had a lot of the locker room. I mean, when I say terrible, it was split because of the quarterback position. Like, people wanted to see Adrian McPherson be the quarterback. Some people wanted to see Chris Riggs be the quarterback. Then AD got it. Then he had the gambling and the stealing thing going on. So a lot of bad stuff happened. But then we came back that next year in 2003, and we had a good year outside of – we lost in the pouring down rain to Miami. And then if we would beat Clemson, we're in the national championship game. So it's kind of like you had – it was a much better record, much better team, and a lot more momentum coming off of a year where we probably shouldn't have, because we lost almost that entire offensive line, went to the NFL. So, but, yeah, that's the only thing that I can really kind of merit to. But you work hard, you do this, and then – or actually, so we – perfect example. Now, this is one thing that can happen. You can become so focused on one thing that's what brings you together, but the problem is, like, it's too focused. So my senior year, we lost 5 straight to Miami. Because technically it was 4, but we lost 2. Well, yeah, because the year before I got there, they lost. But we lost to them in the bowl game. We lost twice in my sophomore year. That entire offseason, we did our workouts, and then we did what we called a Miami drill. Mm-hmm. So they added up all the time, like, that Miami beat us. Like, when Miami beat us, and we were leading. Like, so one day it would be 3 minutes of extra work. After it, it'd be 30 seconds. I mean, like a minute of extra work. Like, you know, stuff that, like, when you really look at it, like, this is how close we were. And all we did, the whole thing, beat Miami, beat Miami, beat Miami. So we played Miami the first week. We beat Miami. Well,
right.
What do we do now?
Yeah.
Like, all we did was talk about beating Miami. Like, yep. What the hell is left? And that kind of led to, so it can work, but then the disaster is, okay, it was Blake. It was this. It was Telvin. It was this. We're going to work. We're going to beat team. And or let's say it's the Titans. We're going to beat the Titans. We're going to beat the Titans. Beat Titans, then it's like, well.
I don't think that happens as much in the NFL.
But, I mean, it could be. I'm just
but I know what you're
that.
Saying.
It could be something that you really, we're going to show up to every workout. I mean, everybody shows up to every workout, and then it's okay. Well, what do we do now?
Yeah,
like, I think sometimes you got to make sure you spread it out and keep the singular focus is on getting to the playoffs, and no matter how, like, it doesn't have to look undefeated, but it needs to look like every week we go out and we look better on offense.
I was gonna say it's coach speak, and people in the media say it's coach speak, but it's so true about you got to take each week at a time, like. The most important games, the next game, all that kind of stuff is at the NFL level. College level, like, okay, you're going to beat that directional school. I got that. But at the NFL level, like, you do. It is a 16-week, 17-week season. You've got to be getting better week after week after week after week because the teams that make the run at the end are. And if you're not, even if, like, what we saw the Jags last year, week two, the Super Bowl beat the Patriots. They didn't get any better. The Patriots got a lot better. Yes. Look what ends up happening. I mean, it really is a week-to-week league in the NFL. So it's hard to it's one of those things where you start the NFL season, and even from people like covering it, JJ, you can back me up on this. Like, it's crazy around here during the NFL season, during football season. And it seems like it's never going to end. Like, you start it, and it's like, oh, crap. But it does, and it goes quick.
Yeah, I love it.
And if you don't like, if you don't pay attention to what you're doing day after day after day as a player, as a coach, and the way you prepare, and even in the off season, then time gets away from you. In that 2 weeks that you didn't get any better, people got significantly better. I think that was the main thing besides the injuries with Blake, is you kept just waiting for him to take the next step. This time last year, it was like, okay, he ended off on a good note, even in that Patriots game, he's taken the next step, and then he didn't.
And then you were hearing things from, I mean, it wasn't blatant, like, oh, the locker room is totally divided. But you heard a lot about the middle of the season last year specifically about, like, damn, a lot of the guys on defense are just fed up with this. And then you'd see, like, Jalen saying certain things on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, well, not Facebook, Instagram or whatever, that was, like, obviously a shot at Blake still being the quarterback. And...
yeah, it wasn't.
You're
a good
never
going to
fix it after that. After it goes out in public like that, there's no turning back.
No, it definitely wasn't a good situation at all. For those of you wondering, though, if the Jags were going to pick up EJ Manuel, he has officially retired. So I hate to break the news to everybody. EJ Manuel, first round draft pick out of the Florida State University, James' favorite quarterback in the history. Of Florida State University.
Absolute dumpster fire.
Announced today that he is retiring. In that same draft, 2013, Geno Smith was another first rounder. He don't have a job right now either.
Yeah, he just got one.
Who?
Today, Geno.
With who?
Give me 1 second.
Was it with the Seahawks?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, he won't have one for long.
Yeah, he's signing with the Seahawks. Sets up Pact and Lynch competition. What a competition that is.
I mean, dude started all 16 games as a rookie, threw 12 touchdowns, 21 interceptions.
Geno or EJ?
Geno. And then got his jaw broken.
By a teammate.
Yeah.
And remember when I think it was IK was his name or something.
Yeah, but it was.
Rex Ryan was the coach of the Bills at the time. Mm-hmm. And he had just been fired as the coach of the Jets. He brought that guy, EK, onto the team immediately.
Right away.
Made him the captain, brought him on the field for the coin toss.
Yeah.
Like, that's a so typical Rex Ryan move.
How about this draft class? EJ Manuel was the first quarterback taken. Geno Smith was second. Mike Glennon was the third one taken.
Matt Barkley was
the fourth quarterback taken. Ryan Nassib. Was the fifth quarterback.
Nassib? Come on, Nassib, bro.
Yeah, that's the guy we brought in.
Tyler Wilson.
Yeah, he's Marone's guy.
Was the sixth quarterback. Landry Jones was the seventh.
Who's like the best out of all them.
Brad Sorensen.
Is Landry still with Steelers?
No, he's actually in Oakland. Okay. Brad Sorensen, then Zach Dysert, D-Y-S-E-R-T, B.J. Daniels, and Sean Renfrey.
B.J. got two Super Bowl rings.
There's your. He threw two passes in his NFL career.
Same amount of rings.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You can't say.
Everybody tells me Eli is a Hall of Famer because he's a quarterback with two Super Bowl rings.
Bro, he's more this guy.
This guy. Shout out to Tallahassee's own BJ Daniels.
That's amazing. He's got as many Super Bowl rings as he does passes. That is a great career.
Is that the guy who went to USF?
Yeah.
Where did he get rings at?
He got in Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Dude. I didn't even know that guy made it to the league.
Wasn't drafted by either one of them, by the way. Drafted by the 49ers.
Did they make him into a tight end?
He shifted to a wide receiver.
Really? I wasn't even joking. Yeah. I knew he wasn't.
He gets drafted by the 49ers, gets cut, gets picked up by Seattle, and I think that's the year they won. So, like, imagine that luck.
What's the bonus situation with the Super Bowl? Wow. Probably more than he got the whole season.
I mean, he made it all the way through the playoffs, too, so he would have gotten, ooh, like, now it's like,
it's just a game check.
It's like,
isn't it?
It's not, well, it depends on your contract.
Everybody
gets the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, so it's like $35,000 for wild card, $35,000 mm-hmm. for that divisional, then like $50,000 for the championship.
Yeah,
and then
if you're like a practice squad,
winner
dude,
gets like $100,000 or something like that. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it's nice.
Hell yeah, it is.
Pick up an extra $240,000.
Four games, five games.
On the run? He didn't even throw a pass?
Didn't catch a pass?
He was scout team quarterback.
What a terrible draft class, though.
That might be the worst quarterback class of all time.
Well, it has to be. It has to be. James, you're right. Landry Jones, or whoever said it. You guys said it. Landry Jones is the best one in the class.
Dude, and here's the thing. You know what happened that year? Can't miss. This is the guy you got to have. Got to have this guy. This Ooh. Guy right here. No, I'm just saying every year, like, outside of EJ. EJ was a reach.
EJ, yeah.
I was about to say, I don't remember EJ being good in college, honestly.
He was, I mean, he won the, ACC, like won the ACC championship his year and then had that battle with Florida where they were competing for who didn't want to win that game. I think Jimbo threw Champ a bone because they're good friends.
EJ had all the, he had prototypical, the tools. Size, arm, he had everything.
The guy who I wanted to be the quarterback at Florida State who ended up playing baseball, I think it was Devontae Richardson. Like, I was talking – Terrence knows him and his family real well. So we're my buddy Terrence, one of my son's godfathers. So we're sitting there, and I'm looking at him. He's telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, bro, D-Rich is never going to be the starting quarterback at Florida State. He was like, what do you mean? Like, I was like, I just saw E.J. Manuel. E.J. Manuel looks – mm-hmm. like with a starting quarterback. Like, you ever, like, just seen, like, that's the varsity blues guy. That's the stereotypical mm-hmm. guy. That's the quarterback. He just had to look the part.
Like, mechanically good, just couldn't play.
Yeah, and then he told my son the dumbest thing ever. I'm sitting here trying to teach my son, like, you know, good athletes don't eat. He's like, he's arguing with me because he's on the sideline, and my son goes on the sideline when I'm there. He's like, Dad, I'm going to play here. I'm going to eat chips and drink soda because that's what football players do. I'm like, who in the hell told you football player? No, you're going to drink water. You're going to eat fruit. You're not a savage. You didn't grow up in poverty. Like, we're not going to give you no 10-cent bag of chips. And I'm like, EJ, come here, man. He's like, what's going on? So what's going on, big dog? I'm like, tell him what you ate growing up and, like, to be a good football player. This is a good moment to mentor a kid and tell him the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you know, football players do eat chips and drink soda. I said, man, that's why you suck. That's why you suck
maybe
right
fat
now.
Fat quarterbacks like you.
That's why you suck right now. So get away from this loser.
I wonder how much money EJ Manuel made, though.
He made good.
Easy to find out.
Had to be decent.
Let me see here. Yeah, I mean, it had to be. Who made more money, EJ or Gino?
EJ.
Because he was hard driving.
Gino's still making money, though.
Yeah, but he ain't making.
No, not really. He's not going to make that team.
Top pick money. Gino was drafted in like the third round, wasn't he? Or was it second? Early second.
All right. Are y'all ready for this? Six seasons.
Who you got, EJ or Gino?
Gino. Or EJ.
Okay.
Let me hear a couple guesses.
Six seasons. Cash earnings in his pocket?
Total cash.
8.5.
James?
No. 25.
Whoa, not even close, bro. 9.7.
What
25 mil?
What pick was he?
Middle of the first round.
I'm just saying, like, he was in the middle of the first. I mean,
in 2013.
I mean, he made $5 million his first year.
That's
alone.
What I'm saying. Like, how do you make $5 million?
Because that was a signing bonus.
And then after that, you know, it was just basically around $1 million.
Wow.
Dude, last year he only made 100K. Like, dude, in the NFL, if you don't get a second,
John
Raiders.
Gordon. Yeah.
If you don't get a second contract in the NFL, you are not rich.
What's funny is his last year, all the money he made was in a signing bonus and a workout bonus.
What's a workout bonus? I see that a lot in the NFL, and I have no idea.
Show up to work out. It's just a way that they can manipulate
give
the
you
cap
cash,
and,
right?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like, I'll work out.
Yeah, hell yeah. You want me to jog around that field right there for 100K? I'll do it on my knees, man.
On your knees?
I'll crawl a football field for 100K.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
100K? I'll crab walk.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to have a show about what we would do for 100K.
Yeah, Gino, especially not with me.
Gino has made 7.2. But he made a mil last year.
See, he's on the up and up. Gino's terrible.
Why did they pay Gino a million?
Why did they draft it? Why did Gino get drafted? Why did EJ get drafted so high? It's shocking. Well, I guess that year, obviously, the quarterbacks were so dire.
They did it off of the Jimbo effect.
Yeah.
Jimbo can get you, like.
He'll get you drafted high. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you might not, even if you don't win the game that matters.
Who are the Florida State quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round recently?
Jameis,
Ponder. Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel. That was it. I mean, he went kind of around the.
You talking about with Jimbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody he had.
I guess
had,
that's a lot, though.
And if he would have probably stayed with. I'm sure.
Ponder DeAndre did make the playoffs, there. Right?
I don't know.
One I remember year. Ponder.
Ponder married well.
Ponder oh, yeah. can legitimately be blamed on the Jags.
What do you mean?
They traded up to draft Gabbard. It was just a run on quarterback.
Another solid pick.
It was a run on quarterbacks that nobody thought. So what happened was, I think the Vikings had it was the first, and then they had like a third round pick, and like his so his grade was low, but they needed a quarterback, and they were like, well, this guy would have might not be there.
By the time we have another pick,
so like we have to go get him now. And it was just crazy because nobody thought that many quarterbacks were going to go.
Now you got me curious. Hold on just a second. I'm looking at something here. Let's see. Christian Ponder's 31 now? Dang.
Christian Ponder.
He made 12.5 mil.
To put it in perspective, JJ, we've had Charlie Ward, but Charlie Ward was never even entertained by the NFL. Not my words, Charlie's words. You've had
Chris. Yeah, he made enough money in the league, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was happy with his decision, trust
right.
me. But he just made it clear when I interviewed him last year, you can't apply for a job that nobody interviews you for.
Wow. Well, you can apply. You can't get a job.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like,
so
he's
he
like
did,
I can't
he didn't
force.
Even, I don't know what you do, but, like, put yourself in the draft?
He was, like, he was a senior. Like, he didn't get a combine invite. Nobody was interested in him.
Did they not even want him to play, like, a different position?
Nah, he said nobody at no NFL team asked him anything.
I bet if their basketball wasn't involved, though, he would have
might have been. But yeah, he's just saying no. True. He's like one of the – at that point, I think he was the highest decorated or the had the most awards in NCAA history. And nobody even asked him if he wanted to, like, play. Because he's like, I didn't have a choice but play basketball. He's like, not even a, like, low draft or anything like that. Great. Like, I didn't know. But all these guys that have come, you've had – Casey Weldon, who was a Heisman Trophy finalist. You had – was Danny Cannell a Heisman Trophy finalist? Yeah. Anyways, you had a lot of guys who have come through and have been pretty decent college quarterbacks winning. The highest ever – up until Jameis, the highest ever quarterback drafted was Christian Ponder.
Wow.
That's shocking, actually. My sister in middle school used to have to tutor this guy named Xavier Lee. Mm-hmm. Who ended up being a complete catastrophe at Florida State.
Real story.
And, like, even back then, she's like, this cat.
In today's football, Xavier Lee would be totally dominant. Picked the wrong school. We did not. If Xavier
because
Lee,
of, like, what, spread?
Yeah, or? Just he all the, like, Denny, he would have frustrated you.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have loved because just he's big, fast.
I remember
him. Dude, he was supposed to be the man.
So on Thursdays, we did, you do your walkthroughs, especially when you go away. We go in the stadium. They do noise control. And the quarterbacks would, like, do a little arm talent competition. So They would do the little kneeling thing, throw it. Kid you not, Zay is 70 yards out.
From on his knees?
On a knee. Damn. Throw it.
That's crazy.
Foot on the goal line. Out the back of the other.
So what? He was just a dummy?
Yes. But doesn't hold the football the way you would normally. His hands are so big that he palms the backside of a football. Used to drive Daryl Dickey, our quarterback's coach, nuts because he didn't know how to you could say he didn't know how to coach any of the quarterbacks, but he definitely didn't know how to use Zay. But like as far as like knowing the playbook, he didn't know it, didn't do the stuff off the field that
you literally
want.
The only thing the dude could do is throw a football far.
Throw it far and run. But like if you ran the spread, if we would have ran the spread, and you would have just said drop back, read one, two,
and
run,
take off.
We would have won a ton of games. But we didn't, that wasn't our offense, and it wasn't what we did. And yeah, he picked the wrong school. And his dad was just, his dad had those Calais hands. Mm. His dad would shake your elbow.
Yeah.
But it was, but Xavier was had the tools, just, you know, I'll admit it, he picked the wrong school. If he'd have went somewhere else, it'd have been dope.
So he'd be like Heisman winning quarterback at Oregon.
Yeah, that's probably a good,
good
pick. Ole Miss, something like that. Yeah.
Ole Miss was trash back
then. I'm talking about now. Yeah. The offense they run now. All right, 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. Y'all were talking about Game of Thrones. I can tell you that Loose Air Quality was all over that. My whole family, except for me, goes over to Dave and Shannon's house to watch it.
It's good.
King's Landing could have used some Loose Air Quality cleaning last night.
It's tough. The craziest thing, I guess my 8 o'clock about that would be, is that Arya has done all this killing and has lived 10 years for her to die of asbestos.
No, she got
mesothelioma. Mesothelioma from all the ash.
Call Loose Air Quality. That's what they do. They do environmental testing, like living this amazing life, and you don't even know that inside your own house it's killing you.
Damn it.
Go to Loose Air Quality. That's LUC. Why are you cussing in the middle of a read?
My bad. I'll tell you in a minute. This has to be my 8 o'clock.
Another decommitment.
Jeez.
No more.
Loose Air Quality. That's LUCE airquality.com. They do environmental testing for your home or your business. Let you know if you've got mold problems or whatever you've got going on inside of your home or business. Call 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Now tell me why you're cussing during my read.
Bruh, they're really breaking down the young man's, I don't know what you call it, post saying he's not coming. And he meant to say instead.
I already said that.
You said instead?
Yes. It was two words. That's what I said when I read it.
Oh, man. I didn't. Oh, man. Why? Savages.
Yeah, talking about DeJuan Blatt.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, he is not academically qualified, and he wrote a note that tells you why he's not.
Yeah. Wait, he didn't put post.
Yes, he did.
I thought you put post.
No, post. P-O-S-T. Instead of suppose.
I mean, post. But pose would have worked, right?
Yeah, no,
P-O-S-E-D,
it was post.
But
yeah,
post?
Yeah, yeah. P-O-S-T is what he put.
It was. Did he put? He had to do a hacker, right?
You think it was talk?
Talk to text. And like, that's why I don't do it, because my draw is.
You think his talks to text sounds like Ebonics? It comes out like Ebonics.
That makes sense. No, like I was at post. Like, I could get that.
I don't use it because my.
Here's what worries me as a Gator fan is our head coach retweeted it.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan, stay away from that. Like, if you want to support the kid, that's cool. Just don't retweet it. Just
did you hear what Paul Feinbaum had to say about Mullen today?
Yeah.
What did
Paul Feinbaum said he needs to keep his mouth shut.
Well, Paul Feinbaum's a fine one to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not your fight, Paul. Yeah. Like, you don't get to talk about that, Paul.
Paul Feinbaum is my 8 o'clock.
Is he?
And I don't mean like other people talk about he sucks. My 8 o'clock is, how can somebody that dorky looking be this good at sports radio?
Oh, he's the best.
He's amazing.
Same with Howard Stern.
Stern's not one of sports radio.
No, like, but he's amazing at radio, and he's like such a weird, ugly looking dude.
Amazing entertainer. I mean, but Feinbaum? Like, if you saw Feinbaum walking down the street And somebody said, I'll give you $100 if you guess what that guy does for a living.
That's a real football man right there.
I would have been like, that's the over-Redenbacher guy.
True.
That's the guy who sells popcorn.
True. I would have said, like, accountant. But you're right. I mean, I'd have said something along those lines. Like, he and Nick Foles must work together. They're partners in a pediatrician firm.
If you told me he was a mortician, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. But, Paul, I mean, that really, it aggravates me. It's just like, listening to him on radio is one thing, but then when you have to watch him on TV, it's like, golly. Like, what's his history? Do you know?
Just talks trash.
Was he like an old writer or something like that?
I think so. I don't know. What does Wikipedia tell us?
I mean, I know he helped load the animals into the ark.
I'm almost 100% positive that he's a Vol, right?
A Vol?
Yeah.
Well, he's from Memphis. Yes, he is. I didn't know that. Yeah, he went to University of Tennessee.
And the only reason I know that is because one of my good friends is an alumni from there, and they don't like him there either.
Oh, wow. He started in Birmingham. I mean, he started doing morning commentary in the 80s, and then he had a highly rated sports talk show in Birmingham. And then in 2001, he started his own network.
This dude has gotten over 250 national, regional, and area sports writing awards. 250.
You know, in 1993, he wrote a book about like why he hates Florida State.
Really?
Yeah, it was like somebody put it up on.
I should get that.
It was crazy. I was like, it was like before you could like even really like hate Florida State like that.
Oh, okay. He's got a I Hate series.
It's oh, yeah. Florida I State. Hate Michigan. 303 yeah. Reasons Why You Should Too, and several dozen similarly titled works.
Yeah, so it wasn't just Florida State.
You aren't that special, bro.
Don Brings.
Stop feeling yourself, yeah. James.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know why he hated us so much. But cool.
Well, if you'd read the book, you'd have known.
At least it's a series.
Yeah, he could give you 303 reasons.
I'm not reading no books.
What were you going to say about Don?
He brings up a very valid point. I hate to break it to you guys, but sports radio is a nerdy profession.
Hell yeah, it is. Are you trying to tell me that Hack is a nerd? Never, bro.
Wait, 548, why do you listen to our show if you hate us so much?
Because he hates JJ. And that.
Well, no, he loves JJ.
I think he used... I don't know why somebody named him that, but that guy seems to like me, but he seems to be disapproving of most things we talk about on the show.
He says on the Duval Ford text line, Dan Mullen is the most refreshing voice I've heard in years. Sad to see members of the media, such as you two geniuses, attack him. Go figure, you guys find excuses for Telvin Smith screwing the Jags. Nothing worse than people in sports media.
Cool. I always tell people, like, you know, a lot of people got on me this morning, which is, I find it refreshing and sad at the same time. Because some people hate on me before they even brush their teeth. And it's amazing. Like, I'm like, the only reason I assume that, because if it's 6 o'clock in the morning and your first thing to wake up is say, F you, James Coleman, for breaking stories.
I do that every morning.
You say F you, James Coleman?
Yeah, I wake up every morning.
Before you brush your teeth?
Yes, I can't stand that James Coleman guy.
Oh, man, you should, like, at least, like, there's some things that I, there's a few things that I do. I read over stuff.
And then I go straight to JJ.
Yeah, I use the bathroom.
Oh, I am hateable.
Like, I hate my job.
Wash my hands, brush my teeth, and then I look and say, okay, now we can start the hate. But, you know, it's cool. It's
you wash your hands before you brush your teeth?
That's weird.
Well, after
weird.
I use the bathroom.
Use the bathroom before you brush your teeth?
Yeah, like, the first thing I got to do is I got to take a hard pee.
Do you guys brush your teeth in the shower?
No, that is. No, that
dude, people that do that are weird, man. It's like the only excuse I've heard for that is, well, I mean, if I'm in a hurry. It's like, man, you don't got an extra 3 minutes?
I don't do anything before I brush my teeth. What happens to your mouth when you sleep that it's
that funky? Hold on. When you wake up, don't you immediately have to go take a whiz?
Yeah, that's what I do.
On occasion, I will do that. But usually I try to brush my teeth first.
I can't hold it.
Everybody
man.
Has their thing.
Like, when I wake up, I have to go immediately.
But the funny thing about this 548 thing is, since you're telling me there's nothing worse than people in sports media, let me take this opportunity to tell you this. What sucks about being in sports media is people react immediately to the one thing that you say, because I have been on here for the past, well, since I went to Florida and I don't know, 5'4", 8, met Mullen for a whole day and spent a day with him, I've been 100% saying Mullen's doing this the right way. Like 100%. And you find the one thing that I say I wish you wouldn't have retweeted, and you want to say some crap like that.
I think it was more for me.
And then this that same dude that's going to tell us to play Jimmy Buffett?
Yes. I think it's more because play Jimmy Buffett than anything else.
And he says there's nothing worse than people in sports media. It's like, dude.
Serial killers.
People in real media are way worse than us.
Serial killers aren't worse than us?
True that, them too.
I mean, come on.
They're at least one level worse than us.
LeVar Ball's not worse than us?
I think LeVar Ball is worse than us.
Yes. Come on, 5'4", 8. At least be accurate with your information.
I like the troll.
I can think of several things.
And he did a hashtag, but then when you do a hashtag, bro, you have to keep all the words together. That's how it works. You can't just do a hashtag and then just write a normal sentence.
Yeah, that's very true.
Fool.
Well, maybe the hashtag was just nothing.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but neither did any of the text.
So, I mean, maybe that should be the new sports den hashtag, is just nothing.
Nothing.
Hashtag nothing.
Do something.
Hey, man. Calm down. Calm down with that, man. Calm down.
Oh, man. What's their motto this year?
Do something. We stop, do something?
No, it's still that. Because I made a silly joke when they had that report come out about some of Jimbo's past classes not being very smart. And yeah. I put hashtag learn something. And I thought it was silly.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I know. I think there is something different.
Wow. You ever looked at like some of your old teammates and be like,
how are you not dead?
Damn, they're old.
Like, we're not old. You. Like, we're not old. You. Like, they're old.
Like, I got a little gray. Old. And like my mom like definitely did not make me feel good about that. She's like, why you got so much gray in your beard? I said, it's y'all women. But Adrian McPherson is like bald and doesn't have any facial hair. Mm-hmm. And like he looks old, man.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. I got a different 8 o'clock. So I post these videos of our quarterbacks from time to time. You see this?
No, I haven't seen it. Who are you stealing money from, or who are you the bag man for?
No. So DeAndre came in today.
Oh, they're still not getting
it. No, okay. Listen to this. You're going to love this. So last chance you retweeted my tweet.
Okay.
So this dude named Rude Dog, DAWG, feels the need to comment on this drill that I'm having DeAndre do. So somebody needs to coach him up. Point the left foot / toe the direction of the throw first.
Was it on 6 points or was it Denny Thompson?
Denny Thompson. Okay. Thank you, Rude Dog. I appreciate that. I just started this gig, and I value your opinion on this matter. Why are you looking that up? Let me grab Steve. Steve, what's going on?
Well, I came up with an idea. You ought to take Greg Jones.
Do you read commercials for a living?
I used to be the original host of the Evelyn Watts Golf Hour, but that's beside the point. My daughter just graduated from FSU. What do you think about that?
No, nice. You did it in 3 years. Good radio voice, much better than ours. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank
Give me your
you
idea.
Very much. So Greg Jones and your cohort, the two of them need to go up there because they're graduates of FSU and have a talk with Telvin and find out what's going on. They're FSU graduates. They should be able to go to their home and just talk to him and see what's going on and
Hell
see
no,
if we
Steve,
can straighten
because,
this
no.
thing out.
Well, no, I ain't. No, James ain't going up there because then he's going to call in and quit.
Who's going to call in and quit? James?
If James goes up to Telvin, he's like, bump this. I'm living Telvin's life. I'm just going to sit here and smoke all day.
Oh, damn.
Well, you take Greg Jones with you and he's got some support.
Why Greg Jones specifically? I feel like out of all the Florida State players.
Because he works for the Jags.
He's
the player personnel
guy. I didn't even know that. That's my bad.
He's also known for like, he may have slapped a dude with a coffee table.
You heard that right. With a coffee table.
He's an intimidating guy.
I was the guy that called in and told y'all that 1010XL should send y'all to Nashville, Tennessee. and it turned out it was 15 degree weather, so y'all weren't out.
Yeah, thank God we didn't go.
Yeah, we went out.
Yeah. I was
there.
Check.
Like you ever, like you ever seen like your phones don't work like when it's too hot or when it's too cold? I don't work when it's too cold. Like
no, I'm supposed to be going to Nashville this weekend, actually.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. No, I don't do 15 degrees. But no, I'll pass. I want to meet somebody that would say no to Greg Jones.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Greg's a really nice person, though.
Until he's not.
I mean, I've never been in that situation. I wouldn't want to see him mad. I've also seen him accidentally, like, his body cramp up and him, like, literally go Incredible Hulk on trainers trying to put a needle in his arm for an IV, and it just didn't look like fun. I don't want to get kicked into a cabinet. So he didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. Like,
wait, he kicked a dude into a cabinet?
His body, he had no control over his muscles.
He just locked up?
Like, they were on him, and they were trying to get him to relax, and then he just like, ah! And then, like, that leg locked out, and then they just flew.
Was it like a small dude?
Yeah, but it was they were athletic trainers. It was a bunch of small outside
Drew Brees.
Yeah, a bunch of Drew Brees on one of Greg's legs, and he kicks him out. You seen what he'd done to linebackers and Sean Taylor and guys like that.
JJ,
imagine.
I really want to take this.
I don't know, man. Like I said, some callers just want to call.
All right, let me see.
Talk about things they want to talk about.
Brian, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, first and foremost, bro, y'all are the truth.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Hey, FYI, Denny, we won again tonight, so I'm not washing my softball jersey. Going home.
Oh, this is Edgerton. You got to say that, man.
Going
you can't just say Brian. There's something wrong with you, dude. This is Ed.
I know.
And he hasn't washed his softball jersey all year.
Dude, I told you.
That's terrible.
But does your girl go to your game wearing a jersey from, one of your softball jerseys?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
She's not allowed to go, and neither is my good friend and our captain of the team because his wife is hater from the sideline. So
you banned her as well. I like that.
She bans herself. Actually, she beat me in the 40-yard dash.
Are you talking about my sister?
I am.
Oh. what you got tonight, Bron?
No, so listen, y'all get a lot of hate and trolls and stuff like that, man. Listen, I appreciate y'all. And the info that James puts out and that you guys put out, and where you guys protect kids and even though James' hashtag is crazy, it's, man, y'all do a great job.
It's therapeutic, though. Just imagine. All the things that have gone on, you take a deep breath and you just say, man, F those kids,
but,
man.
But you know what, though? But you know what? Here's the deal. No offense to my fans, but actually a lot of hate to them because they are some petty fans. Like, UF and FSU fans are petty. But Miami fans, where y'all been in 15 years? The same place UF has been in the crap zone. And so when we roll up in Orlando and we beat the heck out of them, then y'all could talk.
They're still going to talk. It doesn't matter if that's a running clock. They're still going to talk. That's why we love them.
I dealt with it for 7 years.
Yeah.
Right.
that's why we love them, Bron.
So, anyways, I got to go.
All right, brother. All right, man.
All right, man. See y'all later.
See ya. Good dude right there.
I got to get.
Sure doesn't sound like it.
Brian's awesome. You can tell by the way he talks. You can tell how we talk trash. I was going to say, we cannot. Brian, don't you dare put those words out there like that on Twitter, man. I want to retweet you.
What?
You can't say poop. You can't say. You got to go ahead and use the proper term, Twitter term. Thank you for not saying it on radio, so we didn't have to drop. Mm. But like, if you can go at Miami fans, you cannot use Christian vernacular.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you find yourself just randomly cussing for no reason, you may have mold in your house. I'm completely making that up, but it's a side effect. Get to Loose Air Quality. That's LUCE airquality.com. Let them come do environmental testing in your home or your business. That's Loose Air Quality. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
What would you do a show if I was like, or if we just, like, they said, you know what? We got an extra time slot. We got to mix it up. Everybody's got to put in the shift. But you get to pick who you want to do a show with.
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a great question.
So besides David Lamb, who would you rather do a show with?
He was going to go with. See, you God.
I don't have anybody else I want to do a show. Dave's the only one I want to do. Uncle, I think it would be so great. Because it would be so different.
I already do one with Hacker.
There's only one thing we have in common.
Cigars.
Cigars. We probably have a... Cue it up. I can't do every Saturday. Because I got things to do now.
One Saturday a month.
One Saturday a month, me and Dave's cigar show. I think it would be amazing. We got every demographic covered.
Can we talk about race relations?
Oh, God.
It's just something that I think would be.
You know who I think I'd like to do a show with? Because I think I actually really have grown fond of it. It's Matt Hayes.
Oh, I love Matt. Yeah. He's so fired up.
Yeah.
He'll run with some takes, bro. Dude, Matt and Mike got into it heavy on Friday. It was awesome.
Mike, who? Awesome. Dempsey?
Yeah.
About what?
About Telvin.
Really?
Yeah, Matt brought up that it could be drugs, and Mike was like, that's not what a journalist does or whatever. You know.
Mike called him out like that?
And Matt's like, dude, we do an opinion show. Sorry.
He said it was irresponsible.
I mean, there was more into it than what we just said. But
it was good.
That was the gist of it. That's awesome. It was good banter.
It was good crosstalk.
Dude, the text line was fired up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have to go back and listen to that.
You should.
What is the crosstalk on the episode of the show that just ended?
It would be on the Jags today at the very end from Friday. Okay. Also, to our listeners out there, I highly encourage anytime Mike and Jeff Prosser do a crosstalk. Always gets fired up.
Wow.
I thought I'd do one with Pross.
You do a show with Pross?
Not that early in the morning, though. I got to get my coffee.
Dude, Pross comes in at 6 a.m. and does an hour by himself every single day.
Crunk.
He's a soldier, bro.
As soon as he goes. As soon as he gets in here, he's like, I'm like, man.
I've worked his show a few times, and he'll walk in and not say a word. We'll be like, hey, what's up? For, the first 15 minutes or 10 minutes before the show starts, nothing to each other. And then he just gets right into it, yelling, 6:01. I'm like, damn.
So
this is a professional right
here. Before... We even had a show idea. I would do stuff with Blue on Frangie's show, so I knew most of the guys and I knew Pross. So Pross, we were playing 5-2-5, mm-hmm. Hold'em.
At best bet,
and I had something terrible, but I was hot. Mm-hmm. Have no idea why I played the hand.
Oh dear!
And I was against Pross.
And you drew out on him.
And I on the river. Pross was hot.
He was
heated. He had every reason to be heated.
He's a poker player, too.
When I saw it, I'm like, you're going to hate me right now. Because he went all in.
No.
I just happened to have enough chips to be able to cover it, and I didn't care. I was having a great time. And I definitely got him. He had to walk off and cool down. But I'm not mad at him on that one.
If you could pick any time slot?
The morning's the best.
I agree.
I like...
Because your day's over sooner. You can nap, so you can still wake up and watch the games that you have to talk about. And the audience is so big.
If I can go 7 to 10.
Morning drive time is massive.
If I can go 7 to 10, I think that would be great.
Yeah,
I don't know
money.
About that 6. That's
too
tough. Early. But 7 to 10 would be good because you get the drive time. 10 to 12, I'm not sure who's listening to me. Even though I look at the replays, I mean, Mike and them do numbers.
They do numbers.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, Jaguar Today numbers are crazy.
I definitely. But then again, I don't know what's worse. If our show is at, would it be worse to have our show 7 to 10? Or would it be worse to have our show from 3 to 6?
What do you mean?
3 to 6 is a good time.
No, but our show?
Oh, yeah. No.
The way we, some of the things that we talk about?
Y'all would have to be more knowledgeable on, just what's going on in the world of sports
in
general.
That.
I know. That's
that.
What I'm
saying.
If you were doing a 3-6 show, you would have to do that. But the way it is now, you can kind of just do
I just don't want the emails. I don't like coming in every week because I'm used to being the person that fires people or like that tells people they're in trouble. I don't like coming in and feeling like every week.
Oh, it's the worst.
That I might have said something that offended somebody about nothingness.
So don't say anything that offends somebody.
I don't know I'm saying anything. That's why I think me and Dave would have an amazing show.
There's nothing worse than
y'all wouldn't even make it through one show.
I would love it.
It would just be dead air 16 minutes into the show. They'd go to the first break, and you'd come back to CBS Sports Program.
I can't think of my man's name.
CBS Sports Radio.
the wrestler that we had that was a wrestler. Remember that one time I said something? He was like, like JJ, he was so.
What about having to dump it or something?
Yeah, he was so angry, so JJ. He was so mad.
We can't tell you on air. Yeah,
I don't even know what I said. I didn't even know I said it that time.
I remember.
He was like,
these idiots making me get up and walk to the back.
He got up from that chair and just stared James down like, dude, I was comfortable.
I didn't even know what I said. I still don't know what I said, but maybe
I'll tell you at the break. Let's grab our boy. Jeff, what's going on?
I know that guy says that the Gators are going to blow him out, but I'll be honest, I'm not going to pick until the week before. I think it's only going to end up being a 3-point game.
Nice.
Because with all due respect to Vegas, I know that they're supposed to know all the numbers, but this is the same Vegas last year that had Alabama as an 8-point favorite. And I remember before the game, my dad's a Clemson fan. I said Clemson was going to win 40-20 and stuff. So, and I'll be honest, guys, I think y'all do the best show of anybody on the earth, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, so appreciate what you guys do, and have a good night.
Appreciate that, Jeff, and you're by far the best caller if anybody's ever called this station.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Man, he says what he wants to say, keeps it moving.
I don't have any bad things to say about him. Because he has his takes, no matter how radical they are.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like a lot of people who's just going to say random stuff and don't have anything to say.
See, like that take right there. Like, he's convinced that it's going to be a close game. I don't have to agree with him because I'm convinced that it's going to be, instead of a 3-point game, a 30-point game.
Ooh.
But spicy. I respect it.
Spicy.
Did y'all even score 30 points last year in any game?
Oh, several times. Yeah, they scored 30 points at least once.
That's the way you said that.
I remember it. I was there.
Oh my. We scored the last two games. We scored over 40.
They just scored again.
I just got followed on Twitter by somebody named Felipe Franks.
Oh, I love that guy.
Frangie.
That's the
guy. Yeah, he's funny on Twitter.
That's the guy who makes comments on the Sports Den Live Twitter thing, but has me blocked.
What? Like,
has Big Game blocked.
But he makes fun of you.
I mean, that's cowardice.
Just follow me now. You're going to have him.
No, I'm asking if he does.
No, he doesn't. Like, he doesn't say anything. I don't know why he has me blocked.
Yeah, he's just been funny when I see him on Twitter. I don't mind that guy.
I don't pay attention. I don't follow back unless somebody, like, literally comes out and says, James, can you follow me? Or why don't you follow me?
Well, the only reason I know he follows me is because, A, I don't have too many followers, and, B, he's the only Frangie that follows me.
Frank don't follow you?
No, man. No, I don't have any, like, 1010 associated things on my Twitter, so I don't think people know that I work at 1010.
I don't think people know I work at 1010.
Right.
There's some days that I wonder if you still do work at 1010.
Oh, my God. I got a text today. Man, whenever I get a text from certain people who work here, I'm like, dang.
You're unfollowing who?
Bump that. He don't follow me, then I'm unfollowing him.
Slam your phone down.
Bump that, then, dog. Follow him out of respect because I like his opinion about stuff. I would never know about Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, baseball, he doesn't follow you. Him. Interesting.
But nah, I don't get no follow, so bump that.
I don't even know if he follows me. Oh,
I just had to go look.
To be fair to him, he's not very Twitter. He's not on there a lot, you know. I think he just kind of goes on there to say what he has to say and then goes off.
I like when he live tweeted Remember the Titans.
He watched and did that? That is a classic.
Wait a second. How do you know if they follow you?
It says follows you.
You don't follow me.
I just opened up Pandora's box.
But he tweets me all the time.
That's the crazy part. Like, so hurt. I'm so distraught.
That's called a power move.
It is because he only follows like 217 people and he's got 15,000 followers.
But if you go out of your way to talk to someone that you work with on Twitter, but you don't follow them, that's like going out of your way to not follow
them. I think he has unfollowed me because I know that he has followed me before.
It's probably after Carson Beck.
Bro. Oh, I stand corrected. Now there's only one Frangie who follows me.
Oh. That guy just followed you? Now, we got to take our final break or we're going to just run out of time. Like that's we're very close to that happening.
Matt Hayes. So now that you found out Franny doesn't follow, we got to take a break.
Matt Hayes following.
I see how it is.
We'll be right back. I tell
you
the difference
between me and them. They're trying to get you're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
All right, so I'm on 1010XL.com, and I'm signing up. I've signed up for this 1010XL Fantasy Golf. My team name is I'm Here So I Don't Get Fined.
You took mine.
Oh, that was. I thought you said you were using Blue Chews.
No, I got a pocket full of Blue Chews. I changed it.
I know. I took yours after you said you were doing something else.
I have no idea who. All these people look the same.
So I'm going to select my first golfer. But I don't want to select. I don't. All right.
My boy is on here. You know I'm clicking him, JJ.
Tiger.
Well, who's golfer one?
Oh, Tiger.
Okay, so I'm gonna
you're talking about Offie Barmrad.
Offie Barmrad, you know I'm picking him, baby.
I'm going Brooks Koepka.
Keep in mind, Justin Thomas just pulled out, so don't pick him.
Okay, who's golfer two for you?
Going back up. Paul Casey.
Former Gator? You're going to pick a Gator, bro?
All right.
Well, I picked a Seminole.
No longer
picking Brooks Koepka.
No longer picking Paul Casey.
I'm taking Bryson.
Where did Ricky Fowler go to school?
Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Right. Is that who you're taking?
Yes. No longer taking him.
Okay, golfer three.
Kuchar's the guy who's smashing everybody on the tour, right?
Maybe no, Paul Casey didn't Dustin go to Johnson. UF.
Kuchar's the guy who I don't think Paul Casey went to UF.
No, I'm wrong about that.
Kuchar's the guy who doesn't tip well.
Definitely picking him.
No, don't pick. That's bad karma.
Okay. I don't know who these other
people are.
Pick
Paul Tommy,
Casey.
I'm going
wrong.
Tommy Fleetwood.
I like the way Tommy Fleetwood
we've moved on.
Looks.
Yeah, I'm going with Tommy Fleetwood there.
He's golfer got great hair.
Four.
I'm going with Webb.
Webb Simpson?
Yeah.
He won here.
I'll go with Phil. Golfer five.
I'm going with the guy who looks like he was in Narcos. Rafa.
Rafa Cabrera Bello.
Yeah, he's definitely part of the cartel.
He always has a big cigar. You would like him.
I knew it was something about him I liked besides so, blow.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Hideki.
Matsuyama.
Yes.
I love that cat.
That's not Matsui?
No, Matsui is a baseball player.
Oh, same
golfer thing. Six. I'd never heard. Oh, wait. I have heard of Keegan Bradley.
Yeah, he's won a couple majors.
So I'm going to go with him.
I'm going to go maybe with Eddie Pepperoni.
Pepperell.
Pepperell. Okay, golfer seven.
You know it.
Dang, how far is Jordan Spieth falling that he's...
Oh, he sucks, man.
Man, Jordan, you're pulling out of this. I'm going with Jordan.
Yeezys and Lambos.
Oh, you're going after Barnrat? Golfer eight. Good God, how many golfers I got to pick?
Nine.
Golfer eight.
Nah.
Kevin Nah?
Go Kevin Nah?
Nah.
I'm going to go with JB Holmes.
What's up, Holmes?
Yep. Almost went with Furyk, but no.
Boring.
Golfer nine.
What's up, Blood? Siwoo!
He's there?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Siwoo Kim.
Oh, Siwoo.
A boy.
I didn't know where you were going.
We picked that winner.
You picked him to win the
yes,
players?
Yes, we did on the Sports Den.
Hell no.
Yeah, dead serious.
You know, you want to know
the
how?
Odds you could have got on that. Were
we picked it based on who had earned the least amount of money that was like after Friday.
That was up there on the leaderboard.
That was like in the top 15.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you looked at it.
No, not before
the
he needs
like,
to win.
He was like 300-1 odds.
I'm going to go with.
He needs to win.
I'm going to go with Grillo.
Yeah, he already did, though.
All right, save my picks. All right, y'all can go to 1010XL and play against us.
I successfully submitted my pick.
So what are y'all's names? They're playing against Pocket Full of Blue Chews, and I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yep. Do I got to save it again?
No. Okay. I should say you have successfully submitted.
Yes.
Bend the knee.
But then it says save my picks again.
Just don't worry about it.
Don't make fun of our website on the air, bro.
Just making sure.
Your save selections are in green, bro.
I'm hitting it again. All right, we got to go. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.